This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The latest JP Morgan data breach was a biggie. 76 million households, 7 million small businesses. And because it's a public company, JP Morgan was required by law to tell federal regulators about anything that could affect its share price, which this conceivably could, and that is what it did. They notified the SEC last Thursday. Other companies, however, don't have such strict disclosure requirements. And in fact, when it comes to data breaches in this country, there is at best a confusing patchwork of laws. From Washington Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
It may surprise you there's no overarching federal law. Fred Kate heads the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University.
From the very beginning of sort of digital technologies and the internet, the federal government took the view of keep its hands off.
So the state stepped in. California was the first to pass what's called a data breach notification law. It's been on the books there since 2003. And 46 states followed, along with Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. Each one has a different law with different requirements.
I think everyone assumed that once you got a bunch of conflicting state laws, Congress would step in and provide some clarity by providing a single federal law.
But that has not happened. Proposals have been held up in Congress, and an executive order President Obama signed last year is voluntary. The reason why there's no federal statute?
I could make a lot of money if I knew the answer to that question, why there isn't.
Tina Iotis teaches cybersecurity at George Washington University. She says we're starting to see breach fatigue. There's been a string of high-profile hacks at Home Depot and Target, and now at J.P. Morgan.
At this point, the pain is not enough to really make it so that it becomes a priority.
What could change that, says Seton Hall law professor David Opterbeck, is a cyber attack on infrastructure.
Like a power grid or a water supply or the market shut down for a few days. When that kind of thing happens, then maybe we'll see some action.
But until then, the action continues to be at the state level, keeping lawyers, consultants, and compliance officers busy and consumers confused. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.